Yeah, just out of curiosity, I went back because this guy's been on the bench just a while, but not a long time. And this judge was voted out of Judiciary Committee on a voice vote and on the Senate floor by a voice vote. So obviously, I supported him at that time. I can only tell you what I would do in a like situation, and I wouldn't say what Trump said. On the face of it, I disagree with Trump's assessment, but I also got to tell you, I don't know the facts of the case and whether there's some disagreement. But if there's disagreement about whether this judge is fair or not, there is plenty of things I can recommend going through a judicial process that we can question whether a judge should be removed from the case. And that's what anybody ought to do, I think, because you are entitled to have an impartial judge before you. And by the way, I held 8 town meetings last week. I held 8 town meetings, and only one of these town meetings did this issue come up with, and I spoke along the same line there to that. But I think Iowans, as I can tell from my town meetings, aren't very concerned about this. They're more concerned about economic security and jobs and getting this economy turned around.
Do you think ethnicity disqualifies somebody from a federal, from hearing a case?
Oh, a person's got to be judged as a person, not on their ethnic background.